Welcome back. There was an organization founded in Boston back in 1991 called ACCESS. It stands for American Chinese Christian Education and Social Services. Well, it's expanding into Quincy starting this year. So we have the executive director and also Susan Lodson are here to tell us a little bit about it. So Pasang, Susan, welcome to you both. Thanks for coming
over.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Very interested to learn a little bit more about the organization, Pasang. As I mentioned, founded over 30, oh, coming up on almost 35 years,
yes.
But expanding here into Quincy this year. So welcome. To Quincy. Welcome to QATV. Thanks for reaching out to us to help you get the message out to the community. Tell us a little bit about ACCESS.
Okay. Yeah, first, thank you so much. This is such an honor and great opportunity to have us to here talk about our work in Chinatown and Boston and in Quincy. ACCESS was founded in 1991 by 8 Christians. They are from Boston Chinese Evangelical Church.
Okay.
Themselves, they are immigrants from Hong Kong. Mm. So when they live in Chinatown and they witnessed lots of Chinese from low-income family, they have been struggling with language barriers and culture shocks and generation gaps. And also, it's difficult for them to make a life adjustment, especially understand education system.
Sure.
So they really helped to identify there's urgent needs for children's program, especially after school program. Because all those low-income immigrants, they're working in restaurant and supermarket and other service industries. So they are all working classes.
Sure.
So they need a lot of help. So that's why ACCESS founders, they founded ACCESS almost 35 years ago and to help Chinese low-income immigrant families.
Okay.
So they start from after-school programs and summer enrichment programs. Later on, they also provide adult basic program and also focus on like English class.
Sure.
English as second languages, help them to improve
that's
English.
The biggest barrier, right, is language.
Yes, language. Yeah.
And probably still today that's the case.
Yes, still they're very struggling because of the language skills.
So you're coming into Quincy, you're actually earlier this year, started in Quincy, and that's where kind of Susan comes in to the picture, right, to kind of start the programs up here in Quincy. Is that right, Susan?
For the after-school program.
Okay.
Yes, right now we're only offering after-school care in the Quincy area.
Okay.
Although we did offer summer programming as well, and we will continue to offer that. So we've been operating since February of 2024.2025,
okay,
after
so
receiving our license
okay.
in the end of December 2024.
Sure.
So it took us about a year and a half to get everything up and running. We're in the Lighthouse Fellowship Church, which is on the corner of Newberry and Sagamore Street.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lovely facility in the basement of the Lighthouse Fellowship Church, who we do partner with, and they've been very supportive, given us a lot of resources, especially the building,
yes,
to really create the space that we've created for our children's programming.
Sure. When you say children, Susan, what age are we talking about?
We're licensed for ages 5 through 14.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Yeah,
okay.
5 through 14. Currently, I have 5 through 11
okay.
year olds. Yeah.
Okay.
We're small but growing.
Yes.
We only have, small amount of students at this time, but we are growing. The word is getting out there. Lots of interest, coming in with touring and so forth. So we're very hopeful that our program will continue to grow.
Sure.
We get most of our referrals from word of mouth, I'll be honest with you.
I would
think. Parents that are currently in our program tell other parents. They know kids in school that are looking for care or in their own families or within their neighborhoods.
Yep.
So,
okay. But part of being here on the program today is to maybe expand your outreach, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Recruitment is our number one priority right now.
Sure.
To help sustain our program, that we can keep it thriving in Quincy.
Yes.
It's nice to grow slowly, but again, we would love to have a future in Quincy.
Of course, of course. So, Pasang, what other programs does ACCESS offer?
Yes, in Quincy, we're not only doing children's program, we also Because we know there's over 30,000 Asian living in Quincy.
It's majority, over 30% of
the
population.
Yeah, majority of them are Chinese, so Chinese speaking. So. Yeah. So come to Quincy, we're not only focused to provide children's program and social services for Chinese immigrants. We just open access to all people in need.
Okay.
See what we can do. We did a lot of needs assessment. So besides the children's program, we did a lot of community outreach activities, especially we also worked with South Korean Manor. We provide art and craft class to seniors. And some of our students, you know, even the age is over 100 years
old. Is that right?
Yes.
Wow, that's
yeah,
great.
Susan is the instructor.
She did
a great job. Yeah, and we also organized like a Chinese New Year celebration.
Sure.
Yeah, we want our children, our community also have a Chinese heritage,
yes.
A great tradition and a culture.
Sure. Yes.
We now, in the future, we would like to provide more like a parenting education program.
Yep.
And also youth. Access always provide you know, work platform for youth as a community service opportunity or job opportunity for them for their personal growth and professional growth.
Yes.
Yeah, so and then we also would like to see what we can do for the community when the needs arise. Yeah, so in the future, I would like to also do more social services in Quincy. Since in Chinatown, there's a more nonprofit organization there that provide services, but in Quincy, may not see many nonprofit organization help with Chinese.
So there's room
immigrants.
For more.
There's room,
room
yeah,
for more.
So yeah.
Why, Pasang, are you so passionate about this mission?
Because I'm Tibetan,
yes.
And but I'm also immigrant.
Okay.
From mainland China, I know the struggle, the needs, the difficulties. And I also, when I have an international background, I used to work for World Education, a big nonprofit organization. But since I joined to Access as a program director, working in the community, I think it's a calling, also is my passion, is I really feel Access, what the mission will be doing is they meet the needs. When I walk in the Chinatown, I see the people face to face, see the elder, children, then gradually you start love this community.
Okay.
Yeah, then the more you help them, you do it, then you feel what's a great blessing.
Yes.
And for them and for myself as well.
Yeah, how long have you yourself been involved?
Almost 10 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So this coming September 4th will be my 10 years work for Access as the executive
yeah.
director.
Yeah, so I mean, you really have seen children and families, you know, grow throughout the program, right? From starting out maybe as 5-year-olds to 15-year-olds today?
Yes, I always tell them, I said, oh, you are growing, I'm getting old. So this is very rewarding, valuable work.
Yeah.
Because when we especially see all those 5-6 years old child, then when they come back and serve in and access
give back,
our volunteers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This year we will have 6 of them City of Boston through Success Link Youth provide job opportunity for them. They come back work for Access.
Very good.
I feel so rewarding and also so wonderful see kids' transformation change.
I would think.
We have all those troublemakers. When they come back and the younger one, you know, call them, oh, Mrs. Hoo-Hoo, Mr. something, then they feel, immediately they feel responsibility.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Then they also do great job to help with the younger kids.
Susan, curious about your story and how you became involved with the organization.
I became involved in the summer of 2013, looking for a summer experience different from what I had been doing. I had been working for a public school system in Connecticut, so I had the summer off. My son had just moved to Boston a couple years before that, and I wanted to just experience what it would be like to, you know, kind of live and work in Boston for a temporary period and be closer to him. And I found Access of a job opportunity for summer teaching on a Christian job website.
Oh, okay.
And I came in for the interview, and I just immediately fell in love with the environment. Where Chinatown program is located in Chinatown in Tai Tung Village
it's just a beautiful environment for, you know, all the residents and the businesses and the, especially for our program that thrives there. So I immediately felt very comfortable, welcomed, and I was very much in accordance with their mission.
Yeah.
And I did that as a summer job. And I was making some decisions for my life the following year that I decided to make the permanent change.
12 and years ago, so.
Yeah, 2020, or 2014.
Okay,
So, and I've done various things with Access. Yeah. I did summer programming. I did part-time after-school teacher.
Okay.
I sat on the board
for
a couple months, not very long. I've done some program assistant work. And around COVID, I left for a short temporary time to be closer to family out of state.
Sure.
But then when Pasong was seeking to expand in Quincy, she started to talk to me about it. You know, we started to chat about, you know, what the opportunity would look like. She got me very excited about the expansion program in Quincy. And I had never had too much experience in Quincy before, so we came and I visited, looked at the site location, and it didn't take me long to tell her I absolutely wanted to be back.
Well, that's her superpower, right? Design is inspiring.
She's very, she's very encouraging.
Yes, yes, yes. But the passion shows through, you know, for the mission, right?
Yes.
And you sense that.
But I, you know, I came back too because I've always felt like this was part of my career that I've always felt the most passionate about.
I see.
Working for Access. I'll be totally honest. Yeah.
I have a few photos I want to show folks of some
some
kids in the program just to give folks a sense for what it looks like and what it offers. So tell us what we're looking at here, Pasong.
Well, this was taken, I believe, during summer programming.
Okay.
Maybe at the very end of summer.
Okay.
We have this, they're in the free choice area of our classroom. Our classroom is divided up into different centers, different areas, just like our schedule. Looks like they're sharing Legos.
Yes.
And sharing is a big goal in our program. So the two children are cooperating, sharing Legos, most likely during a free choice part of our day.
So what they want to do, basically, right?
Yeah. They love their free choice.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Take a look at another one here. There's a group shot.
Yep. We're looking at, this is when we were celebrating the Moon Festival.
Oh, okay.
The Autumn Moon Festival. So we had been doing some projects with the kids, lots of stories. Most of our kids, I would say all of our kids, celebrated at home.
I see.
It's really important to continue to not, you know, we want to keep their cultures thriving.
Yes.
We also introduce them to other cultures and other traditions and other celebrations.
Okay.
But this was one of our projects that we did.
Okay, check the next one out here.
The Moon Festival. Oh, this was our summer programming.
Okay.
For summer programming, we invite guests in to our program as well as take field trips, usually at least one extra thing or field trip a week.
Nice.
We have, I have contacts at the South Shore Conservatory in Hingham where I used to be employed, and the percussionist there, Eddie Sir, his name is Eddie Spaghetti.
Okay.
He came in and
those
did
musician
some
types,
African, African drumming with the kids.
I see the drums there. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
And we have one more.
And they're called djembes. And all the kids learned how to say it. They all learned how to spell it.
Yeah.
They all learned how to write it.
How fun.
This was our field trip to the Boston Aquarium.
Nice.
We were waiting for the ferry. We took the ferry over from Marina Bay. And had the whole afternoon at the aquarium.
Looks like a beautiful day on the water there.
Yeah. And I think that was when we were waiting for the ferry for our return. Yeah.
Very nice.
And they had all gotten a little something in the gift store.
Yes.
What a beautiful day that was. Yeah.
Oh, very nice. So, Pasong, who can qualify to use your programs and how do they do that?
For the family.
Yeah.
Any family.
Any family.
Yeah,
it
doesn't matter what language you speak, what religion background, what, you know, any income. So we...
Any income?
For Quincy, after school program, we open to everyone.
Okay.
So kids age from 5 to 14.
Yes.
So they can come and visit our center, and then they can get an application form. Yeah. And also, we welcome voucher kids. if they have EEC vouchers.
From the state.
From state. Yep. Yeah, they are welcome to enroll our program as well. And I would like to address, for our current program, we have two kids with special needs. Mm-hmm. And in the future, we also would like to welcome families, especially help families. They have a kid with special needs.
I see.
This is all something we want to do, want to support according to our capacity. Mm-hmm. We don't have a teacher. They are trained for the special kids.
Right.
But Susan and our other teachers really made great effort learning and try to help family. And even we contact family individually.
I see.
Connect them with other agencies.
Sure. Yeah.
And provide them resources and refer them to help them.
Yes.
That's something we would like to do in Queens as
okay.
well.
And is there tuition?
Yes.
Okay.
Tuition compared with the other after school, our tuition is reasonable.
Okay.
And all the family come to our program, even ask information, none of them complain about tuition.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's family always, they will compare.
Yes.
But they always think our tuition is very reasonable, even it's lower than many after school programs.
Yeah. You are a registered 501c3 nonprofit organization, so you do fundraising. That's probably your main source of income, right?
Yes, fundraising. Yeah. We need to do a lot of fundraisings for our support because there's for the tuition is very low and we need to do fundraising.
Sure.
In the past year, spent during COVID, when we receive a grant from foundation from government, and we try to use the most fund for program mm-hmm. for direct mm-hmm. cost.
Sure.
In the past year, we even provide scholarships
some assistance
for family.
Yeah.
They're really struggling with the finance.
Well, welcome to Quincy, and please come back here at QATV and let us know how things are going.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.